And you just mind your P's and Q's, Buster, and remember who you're dealing with.
Bueller. Ferris Bueller.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Chris D'Elia, who co-stars with comedian Whitney Cummings on the new NBC sitcom Whitney. It airs Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. Stick around. Chris is the other tall, long-haired, bearded, shirtless dude whose character sold his internet company and is making his debut on a network sitcom this week. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 900 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by Audible. Audible is offering Mr. Media listeners a free audiobook download and a 14-day trial offer to give you a chance to check out their very cool service. I love listening to books on tape. If you've never tried it before, actors or sometimes the authors themselves read to you. It's great for the commute, the beach, or even unwinding before bed. You can choose a free audiobook from Audible's enormous library of best-selling titles, including The Help by Catherine Stockett, A Stolen Life by J.C. Dugard, and Bossy Pants by Tina Fey. Here's an excerpt from Bossy Pants, read by the author Tina Fey.
Because I am nothing if not an amazing businesswoman, I researched what kind of content makes for best-selling books. It turns out the answer is one-night stands, drug addictions, and recipes. Here, we are out of luck. But I can offer you lurid tales of anxiety and cowardice. Why is this audiobook called Bossy Pants? One, because the name Two and a Half Men was already taken. And two, because ever since I became an executive producer of 30 Rock, people have asked me, is it hard for you being the boss, and is it uncomfortable for you to be the person in charge? You know, in that same way they say, gosh, Mr. Trump, is it awkward for you to be the boss of all these people? I can't answer for Mr. Trump, but in my case, it is not.
You can also download The Profiler, written by famed criminal profiler Pat Brown and yours truly, which Pat will read to you personally. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of tall, long-haired, bearded, shirtless dudes who sold their internet companies and are trying to steer the hot chicks away from me in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Why are we having sex?
Because your hair's up and I ate pork.
When's the last time I wore my hair down?
2 years ago?
Okay, be serious. I don't think we're having sex enough. I mean, why aren't we tapping this every night? Stay in that bed, all right? Because a storm of sexy is gonna come your way.
Sure, sure. Poor Chris D'Elia is being set up as eye candy for the ladies on the new NBC sitcom, Whitney. Boo frickin' who. Have you seen the pictures of the show's lead and his character's girlfriend, comedian Whitney Cummings, working through scenes in a lacy purple bra? I think Mr. D'Elia, who we're about to meet, can handle the trade-off of being a boy toy for female viewers if it means representing all the men watching the show, including Howard Stern, who noticeably lusted after Whitney on the radio just this week. So think of all of us envying you in your next bedroom scene with Whitney, dude. Whitney was created by Whitney Cummings. It could be a major breakout hit this season if it's anything like her stand-up act. She's got a strong supporting cast, starting with D'Elia, himself a working comedian who was previously a regular in the TBS series Glory Days. You might also recognize Tampa's own Malik Panchali, who previously played Alec Baldwin's assistant on 30 Rock. Chris D'Elia, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good to have you here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Chris,
pretty early.
I imagine it is kind of early, and a pretty big
for
day
me,
for you.
Yeah.
I should tell people we're recording this on the day that the show debuts.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
A little good nervous?
Day. You know, everyone keeps asking me that. I feel like we did the hard work. I was you know, I got all the nerves out when we were shooting it and we were doing the show. And I mean, we're kind of in the middle of this season right now, shooting wise. And so I'm not nervous for it to air. I'm just kind of excited. It feels like it's been such a long time coming.
It's like in your mind, it's already done. It's just that people haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. You're either going to like it or you're not. It's not like, I mean, I do stand-up. It's not like stand-up every night where it's like anything can happen. It's like I already know what's going to happen. I've seen the episodes, so nothing to be nervous about.
Well, and I wanted to ask you about the stand-up. I mean, some comedians are comfortable acting. Some are not. How does it fit with what you do?
I don't know, man. I was actually just talking about this with a friend. A lot of comedians can't act. It's a weird thing. I come from kind of a family that's been around it a lot, so I just kind of I started as an actor as well. I've been acting since I was like 16. I just like doing it, and I feel comfortable. I think a lot of comedians don't feel comfortable if they don't have an audience in front of them. But with this show now, Whitney, there is a live studio audience, but there usually isn't when you're acting. So
And did you know Whitney before this job came up?
Yeah, speaking of stand-up, we started stand-up. I met her when I first started doing open mics about 5 years ago. She had been already kind of in the open mic scene for a few months, maybe about a year. We both started around the same time, but we were just kind of kicking around, doing spots, and our relationship, our friendship developed over at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles a lot. And we kind of just grew as comics and as friends. So, and she wrote the part for me. So it was just, it's been, she's, she's been my boss. So it's been good.
I was going to ask you how that came about. She obviously had you in mind. She obviously has a high comfort level for you, with you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think that she's one of these people that just like finds people that she likes and friends that she likes and wants to work with. And she tries to make and create opportunities for herself. And then, you know, there will be other opportunities for friends. And, you know, so she basically told me like 2 years ago when she started brainstorming this idea that she wanted me to play her boyfriend. And I said, cool. And, you know, I still had to jump through all the network hoops and all that. And I ended up getting the part. And now it's now.
It's kind of weird, I would think, between the real you and the character. The character is Whitney's boyfriend. The real you is,
right,
I guess, technically kind of her employee in some ways, because I know she's a creator and a producer on the show.
Yeah.
It's a little early because the show hasn't aired yet, but do you think at some point that might become a little difficult, juggling the two, making sure you, you know, say the right things and not the wrong things?
That's funny. Whitney will admit herself that we were joking about, we did an interview the other day, and I was saying that she's always acting like everybody's boss anyway, so I'm used to that. we have a shorthand, and we're cool together, and we're such good friends. You know, it's just like we can kind of say whatever. And also when she has something real to tell me, like as a boss, she delegates the power to somebody else and tells them to tell me. She doesn't want our friendship to get weird. I don't blame her. So
now, for people who are going to discover the two of you basically tonight, but who don't know Whitney at this point, haven't seen her do stand-up or maybe heard her on Stern, which is kind of where I was introduced to her. How would you describe her? How would you explain Whitney to somebody?
Man, she's really funny. She's her humor is brash. She's very, no holds barred. She doesn't care what you think. But she's really funny, and she, I don't know, I think a lot of people like are charmed by her ability to. I mean, I just saw her on Leno the other night, and she just came out, swinging. She's funny. She can hold her own. She always has too. I remember in the Comedy Store when we started coming up, she just fit right into all the other with all the other comics, even the bigger comics. You know, they'll make fun a lot to the newer guys, and she was just always right there with them, never missing a step.
Women don't always get a lot of respect from male comics. There's a lot of male comics who just don't think women should be in comedy at all. Where does she, where does she fit in on that scale? Does she get the respect universally?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, it's hard. You know, there are always people that are just going to just be naysayers and haters. I mean, stand-up is just, you know, I mean, I get it too. It's just like if you get any kind of success, I mean, I have a TV show coming out, so it's like, you know, it's her name, so people are just gonna, they just hate no matter what. But I mean, she, as for women in stand-up, I mean, she's kind of the girl right now. So people, I think people generally, anybody with some sort of success and happiness in their own career, they're pretty much happy for her. And you know, any time anybody has something negative to say, it's always their own issue. You know, it's always their own kind of thing that's going on in their own head, and they're not where they want to be. But she's super respected. I mean, she's got two shows on the air right now. So
oh, it's crazy.
It's
crazy.
It's really insane.
So tell us a little bit about your character, Alex, and how he and the character Whitney interact, and what's going on with them that leads to the funny.
Well, basically, he sold an internet company about a year ago, and kind of just lives off of that, and hasn't had to work for a while. And I think he's just kind of a dude that is down for whatever. I mean, she's like, she doesn't want to get married. I think that if it were up to Alex, my character, he would want to get married. But, you know, as long as things in the relationship are going okay, you know, being unmarried is fine. So, you know, in the pilot he says, you know, I love you enough to not marry you. So it's kind of just like one of those, I think guys can relate to it because it's like, you know, we've all been in relationships where it's like, you know, guys just want to make the girl happy. Mm-hmm. So, and it's funny because every episode she'll create like some ridiculous problem that shouldn't even exist in the relationship. But Alex kind of just finds the humor and kind of loves her for it, and kind of just like, oh, you know, that's Whitney, and just kind of tries to fix the non-existent problem. And then every episode they end up happy.
All right. Well, folks, listen. You can see actor comedian Chris D'Elia every Thursday night, starting tonight at 9:30 p.m. on the new NBC sitcom Whitney, and it's sandwiched between The Office and 30 Rock, so you know you're going to be there anyway. Chris has a website. He's on Twitter. He's on Facebook. You can find him everywhere. And Chris D'Elia, thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today, and best of luck.
Thanks so much, man.
All right. Take care. For more original interviews, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. If you've enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Another good idea, download our new free Mr. Media mobile app in the Android market. And you can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many parts of the Internet. Show your support of Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media Radio, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also call our 24-hour listener line at 1-727-498-4711. Some messages may be used in an upcoming show. And unless you live next door to Mr. Media, there may be a toll charge. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube and Vimeo video channels. Thanks so much for joining us today. I always appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Hey, this is comedian Mark Maron, and I love Mr. Media Radio, even though he didn't let me go on as long as some other guests.
Hey, folks, you can hear Mr. Media while on the go now with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone, whether you use an iPhone, iPod Touch, Android, BlackBerry Curve, or Palm Pre. And when you download Stitcher to hear Mr. Media today, you have a chance to win some real money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in your smartphone's app store. Download it. It's free. Takes seconds. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Mr. Media, that's MR Media, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of Mr. Media will be waiting for you in Stitcher's favorites right on your phone. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too. Always available to you on demand, no syncing. Some of my favorites include WTF with Marc Maron, Plus One Per Diem with Kevin Smith, and The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick. It's all free and all instant to you on Stitcher Smart Radio. And don't forget to win the money. Enter promo code MrMedia, MRMedia, when you register. And thanks for listening.